You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Preseason is officially over. The next time these teams play will be for real. And we've got you guys covered with the top 10 players going up and my top takeaways from this final week of preseason, plus some other tidbits. So let's dig in. Number one, Kenny Pickett. He has been nothing short of stellar this preseason. The second-year quarterback posted a perfect 158.3 pass rating this preseason. He's the only quarterback to accomplish that feat so far. Next up home is a real game against the 49ers. It's going to be a serious test. But look at a National Treasures that closed an auction yesterday out of 99. RPA $9,101. Or this cracked ice rookie ticket auto just titled Pickett Auto with the PSA box, $6,600 accepted for. I cannot find this card on 130 point at all. and that is due to the poor listing title there on eBay. What I can tell you though, is look at this rookie ticket auto, 9. This is a base contenders rookie ticket auto, $580. So he is quickly climbing up to that Brock Purdy range. If we look at his base graded market, just look at which PSA 10s have sold the most for Pickett in the past 30 days. You can see that his base Donruss, base Mosaic, some of these Mosaic Choice. This Mosaic Pink Choice camo over here up 22% to almost $100 on the new trend. You can see the orange one up 7%. So you can see Gridiron Kings up 21%. My House up another 20%. Some of these are pretty common inserts, but you grade them in a PSA 10 condition, and you can see Kenny Pickett's stock virtually up across the board here. His Optic Hollows now up to about $40. And we know there's a pretty healthy print run on these base uncommon parallel Silver Prism cards from 2021 and 2022. And those for Brock Purdy, those are still in that $50 to $75 range. So Kenny Pickett still does have some room to go. I believe, you know, facing Brock Purdy week one, if they can beat Brock Purdy in the San Francisco 49ers, I think Kenny Pickett's cards could go up a little bit more. Number two is George Pickens. This guy is now a fifth round fantasy wide receiver. He's moving up draft boards, another 4 spots this week on Underdog Fantasy. He continues to dominate at the point of catch and put up these incredible highlights. And here's a prime example of quarterback to wide receiver value discrepancy or disparity, because look at this National Treasures George Pickens sick patch here. It's out of 5. $1,500. A card like that, as you saw, would have gone for over 10 grand for Kenny Pickett, especially with that book in 5 out of 5. Now, $1,500 is still an incredibly impressive transaction when you compare it to other honorable mention Steelers player, Jaylen Warren, who's a second-year running back who had another nice touchdown run in this game. Here's a Kenny Pickett, George Pickens RPA booklet, 5 out of 5, listed for $1,200, sold for $1,100. Compare that to the same card, a transaction on June 4th, for $754. So nice profit margin. And then you look at George Pickens' base graded market, or just which PSA 10s have sold the most for him in the past 30 days. You've got this orange cracked ice, which has a nice color parallel to the Steelers. Also, cracked ice is a very popular parallel. This was one of the main hits and parallels out of the retail boxes from Target. You can see this one's up 24%, new trend, almost $100. A lot of that is going to be driven by those buy it nows It's going to be hard to resist some of these buy it nows, PSA 10, orange cracked ice. For a guy like George with the hype that he's got, with the hype that the Steelers have heading into the season, you can see a lot of these cards are up big time. That silver prism PSA 10 up to $133, trend up 22%. And that's in auction. See, a lot of his other base cards are up 15 to 20% across the board. Why he's firmly at my number two spot this week. Now we check in on his base market raw. You can see those optic hollows are still only $5 to $10 cards. It's going to be really tough with him being a wide receiver and the print runs from the early draft guys from last year to really drive hype to the level to get that to a $40 or $50 card like Kenny Pickett as a quarterback with the same or equal hype. However, the floor for these cards for skill position players can be a dollar. So, as you can see, he's still well above the floor, and the volume is very healthy. People are starting to pay a lot more for Jaylen Warren as well. Like I said, he's an honorable mention from this past week. He's a guy that's been ascending throughout the preseason. He had another nice touchdown run. You have this gold prism rookie out of 10, listed for $150, sold for $120. And then you have an auction the very next day, just 2 days ago, that ended for $125. If you go back to earlier in the preseason, you can see that card booking closed in auction on August 18th for just $51. So that's a 100% increase in the value of that card in just a matter of a week. Number three, Bijan Robinson. Even though he didn't play, his NFL debut preseason week two was so incredible, plus number eight overall pick and all the hype he's got going into this season. He is firmly probably a first-round pick in most of y'all's fantasy football leagues. And you can see this PSA 10 Contenders rookie auto here. Now, this is 101 from Texas, a college ticket auto, but almost $3,000 in a buy it now just yesterday. Or you have this college immaculate with the Nike check, a 5 of 5 laundry tag, $1,000 buy it now for a college uniform card, Leaf gold medal. Now, this is 1 out of 1, but it is Leaf. It's unlicensed, so it could be potentially more what we see in the future, depending on what happens between Fanatics and Panini. We'll see how that changes the rest of 2023 releases. But this went for $785 in auction. Fresh off the printing presses here from Panini, Luminance Year 1, Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, dual auto here. You can see they're both in the pro uniforms. This is also on-card auto. Beautiful cards here from Luminance. You can see the Bijan Year 1 rookie auto from Luminance that was listed for $250. This card is not serial numbered. Ultimately sold today for $175, but I believe that seller sold himself short when you see this one in the One Touch case that sold for $450 yesterday. Buy it now. With brand new product like this, the volatility could be quite high because there's so few limited cards. And then I think you have some people that are panic buying or doomsday prepping for the end of Panini. You know, Panini distributors are not allowing pre-orders past Mosaic at the end of September. So everybody is wondering, is Mosaic going to be the last licensed set from Panini? Now, I will tell you, they've got to get rid of that NFLPA logo. But how that's going to affect their checklist and everything out is yet to be seen. We'll see if that affects other sets and releases scheduled by Panini down the road here for the rest of the season and next summer. So make sure you are subscribed. And if you like this content, make sure you leave a like on the video. Share it with a friend who's into fantasy football and football cards. Now back to the action. Number four is Brock Purdy. He went 5 for 9 in this game. Brandon Ayuk making his job easy. Overall, another solid look at Brock. Plus, Trey Lance is now a Dallas Cowboy. So you can sell him that news. For Trey Lance, a little tiny spike there, but Brock Purdy continues to go up, and he's looking so sharp in preseason. His cards have now reached new heights. You can see this transaction from yesterday on a white sparkle prism, 101 PSA 8, 49ers, $15,000. Or this National Treasures, which was recently released. You have a jersey number 12 out of 13 here, 2022 on-card rookie auto from NT, $11,500, that ultimately closed at $9,000. If you compare the sold data on their PSA 10 population in the last 30 days, From Brock Purdy to Kenny Pickett, you can see Brock Purdy is dominating the sold volume pretty much for the top six items. The base Prism, it's up to $100 now. The base Donruss, that's a $53 trend, up a couple percent, pretty much neck and neck with Pickett. Then you have the Gold Press Proof Premium from Donruss, up 25% to a new trend of almost 170 there for Purdy. It's a pretty impressive $182 auction, so you can see that appreciation in his values. The base Mosaic up to 67 for PSA 10. My word, the base Optic up 27% to $100. So you can see this pretty severe increase in the values of Brock Purdy's cards very recently. Even when I look at his Optic Holo raw market compared to Kenny Pickett's, here you have a $72 Optic Holo for Purdy compared to Kenny Pickett. Now, you would think because Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, he would have way fewer cards than Kenny Pickett. However, according to TradingCardDatabase.com, Brock Purdy has 1,429 different rookie cards, and a lot of those are from the main sets released by Panini because they're so reactive. Prism, Optic, Select, National Treasures, Contenders, all this stuff released after the rookie season, therefore they were able to realize Brock Purdy was a good player and print him in all those main sets just like if he were a first-round Kenny Pickett. So in fact, although Kenny Pickett has 6,284 different rookie cards according to TCDB.com, the major sets, the major primary sets, Select, Optic, Prism, National Treasures, include those guys at roughly the same rate. Nonetheless, this makes all the transactions across the board for Brock Purdy very impressive, and you can see why he's the most hyped second-year quarterback entering this season. Silver Prism Raw here for $150. Number five is Aaron Rodgers. He suited up in a game for a team not named the Green Bay Packers for the first time in his career, and he wasted no time reminding people that a different jersey doesn't mean his top-tier passing talent changed. On two drives, Rodgers went 5-for-8 for 47 passing yards and a beautiful touchdown pass to none other than second-year wide receiver Garrett Wilson, first-round draft pick from last year, offensive rookie of the year. You can see this Aaron Rodgers rookie ticket auto out of 530 BGS9 sold for $3,350 in a buy it now just a few days ago. And then this 2005 Topps draft picks, but it is a PSA 10 and it does have a rookie auto, was listed for $1,750. Aaron looking so young in this picture, ultimately sold for $1,500. Or a staple from 2005, the Topps Chrome here, PSA 9, listed for $1,599. That wasn't discounted much, sold for $1,459, $1,459. Compared to what I find from June 28th, that was discounted down from $1,700 to $1,300. And June 17th, one that was listed at $1,377, discounted to $950. Number six is his counterpart, his partner in crime, Garrett Wilson here, coming down with the beautiful touchdown catch. Look at this Black Pandora out of 25, PSA 10 Pop 1, listed for $2,750, sold in a buy it now. Really cool card for New York locals. Got the Bronx Zoo, you got the iHeart NY there. Card sold ultimately for $2,300. Somebody rolling the dice on this redemption from National Treasures here. True RPA out of 5. They paid $2,750 for it in auction. Whew, we have this sick auction that ended last night for a Contenders Cracked Ice rookie ticket auto out of 25 plus PSA 10 grade, closed for $1,575. Or this beautiful one-of-one white sparkle mythical from Optic, $1,300 in auction August 22nd. We have up about 12% on his Green Prism PSA 10 to a new trend of $185. His base Prism up 10% into PSA 10 to $70. So you can see the percentage increases on his base graded market as well. If you look at the current available price for Garrett Wilson on his rookie ticket auto, that's $170 compared to Desmond Ridder at $220. And that is $55 more than Chris Olave, including Garrett Wilson having a higher hype score. And you can see, even in the last week, Garrett Wilson has had more PSA Buy It Now sales or just graded card sales period than Desmond Ritter, and about the same cards added to the PSA database in the past week as Sam Howell. Now, quick reminder, if you're wondering where you get access to that web app that you just saw, check it out in the description below. It's patreon.com/footballcards, and you also get access to our Discord server, our monthly giveaways, our fantasy leagues, our weekly articles, and our bonus content videos we're putting out every week right now. Early week auction sniper targets, where I dig into specific listings to show you exactly which price points to buy them at and help you guys accelerate your learning curve in football cards and making those laser focused investments that yield the best financial results. Back to the action. All right, number seven, Aaron Rodgers' successor in Green Bay, Jordan Love. He throws a touchdown to Christian Watson this final preseason week, and he shows some mobility with his legs, picking up 7 yards per carry for a couple first downs, finds a way to keep the drive alive, to get the touchdowns. Here's his national treasure, two-color patch out of 99, $7,000 in auction 3 days ago. All right, check out this bomb of a buy it now here for one of one Panini Honor or Panini Playoffs, actually gold vinyl, one of one PSA 10, almost $6,000. Buy it now. Here's another Contenders Cracked Ice BGS 9 out of 22 here, listed for $5,750. Terrible photos. Ultimately sold for $5,000 compared to a Raw 1 June 7th that sold for $2,250, or a PSA 9 with a 10 auto that sold for $2,425 August 14th. You can see there's been quite an appreciation in that card. His most sold PSA 10s over the past 30 days, Blue Scope Optic here now up 16%, a new trend of 133. You got the field level silver up over 10%. That pink NFL debut. You've got the green prism here up to a new trend of 270. That's up 8%. You have a healthy competition between him and Tua right now. You've got Tua that is actually appreciating right now heading into week one. You've also got Jordan Love red, white, and blue PSA 10 trend of 130 up 5%. And then the Tua red, white, and blue PSA 10 up to 121. So pretty similar there in values. His base market, very healthy as well. Black Prism base here for $10 raw. The Optic Hollow raw, a $53 card. Compare that to Tua's Optic Hollow at $32.99 or $41. So you can see Jordan Love has surpassed the values pretty much across the board at this point. Number eight is Aiden O'Connell, rookie quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders, who's becoming a bit of a preseason legend. He had another solid performance to close out the preseason. He's going 17 of 26 for 178 passing yards. I mean, he's making quite the statement as a fifth round pick that if Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, he can be ready even as a first-year player. We know what that fear of missing out can do to first-year player prices. So you can see stuff like these futures patch sapphire out of 25, that pro uniform listed for $500. This one does indicate it has damage as well. So it was discounted down to $300 on August 22nd. But just one day prior, you see this auction that closed for $415. Here's a beautiful red ink luminance with the year one, and you've got Aiden O'Connell in that 00 Raiders jersey here, listed for $399.95. Buy it now. Actually sold for $285 yesterday. Then a couple days prior, you had this year one sell for $290 in auction. That's compared to this Anthony Richardson that the same day went in auction for $330. So to say that Aiden O'Connell's values are getting close to that of Anthony Richardson is absolutely mind-blowing, which is why Aiden O'Connell is on this list. But what's even more incredible is Deuce Vaughn for the Dallas Cowboys. He's here at number 9 this week because he didn't even play this week. But if you looked at the guys that did play, which included Malik Davis, I believe this puts Deuce Vaughn in some sort of starting role opportunity alongside Tony Pollard. And check out his Legacy Futures RPA from August 23rd, listed at $450, ultimately closed at $300. And you can see how that hyper-relevancy has kind of worn off when he did play just 5 days prior, that card sold for $500 in a buy it now. But that was compared to August 16th, where it was at $275. Or this 5 out of 5 that closed for $630 with the NFL Shield patch. And his collegiate immaculate college uniform cards out of 13 going for $500, they are going for a lot. Especially when you see a Leaf medal, even if it is 3 out of 3. This going for $76, very impressive. And I know you guys want to see what his year one rookie on-card autos are selling for. Because this is probably one of the most popular, hottest cards just released on the market. Got a $125 auction here. Same day, just 3 days ago, we have a $199.99 buy it now that was accepted at $100. But this $125 is higher than Jaxon Smith-Njigba. We have a confirmed transaction on him, the top wide receiver taken in the draft at $100. So you can see, generally speaking, he is now being traded around the values of a first round running back like Bijan or Jahmyr Gibbs. Number 10 this week is going to be Daniel Jones. His cards are on the move up. Look at this red prism here, PSA 10, up 20% to a new trend of 176. Base optic up 12%. Look at this PSA 10 most sold data in the last 30 days. You have the optic hollow up 10%, field level silver up 8%. You've got a lot of his cards up across the board. And I'll tell you, 2019 comes with a lot of additional scarcity. We talk about those big ticket items like the national treasures we looked at for Kenny Pickett earlier. We looked at for Brock Purdy. We looked at for a lot of different guys. Well, this is very comparable to theirs. $5,300 for a PSA 9 out of 99. Have this Leaf Trinity here, inscription auto out of 25, where he wrote on the card, number 6 pick in the 2019 NFL draft with the auto. You got 2 out of 25 with a weird, very, looked like an oil painted picture there, but very interesting card that ultimately sold for $400, which I think is pretty impressive. You have those rookie ticket autos climbing in value like this PSA 10 that sold August 13th for $425 compared to an orange numbered out of 50 from July 27th for $378. Or the silver BGS 9 auto 10 for $202 back on July 26th. Now, as of yesterday, you have raw optic hollows in that $50 range. Just before that, you can see an auction from 5 days ago that ended at $32. Now, I do have a few more honorable mentions and rookie spotlights from this past week that I want to talk about. One of those was Anthony Richardson. He actually got to showcase his rushing skills this past week. It's kind of up and down passing. There's definitely some growth that's going to take place there, in my opinion. A rookie spotlight for tight end Luke Musgrave for the Green Bay Packers. He received a 20% target share on routes run. That's exciting for a larger tight end role, possibly. And you got to look at Jordan Love very much of as a rookie quarterback. Another rookie spotlight on Andre Losivas. If T. Higgins or Tyler Boyd gets injured, I could expect some starting playing time from Andre here. This guy's a rookie with very few cards. His select draft picks, rookie autos, have gone up in price. But this guy, once again, balled out. And then Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence was money this past week. His cards haven't gone up. They've been selling at a high volume. People have been getting them graded at a high volume. They really haven't gone up in value, though, because of the high expectations that are baked into his values now. And we want to see real playing time. We don't want to see Trevor Lawrence shred up a backup defense. It's time to see him in real game time action. We'll get to see that in just 2 weeks. But at the same time, Tank Bigsby, his role continues to grow. Even though he had a fumble in this game, they quickly overlooked it, and he was pulled with the starters. So that tells you that he's in that starting running back lineup with Travis Etienne. And there might be some D'Ernest Johnson sprinkled in. And Bigsby did have 6.2 yards per carry. Another honorable mention, Baker Mayfield, man, looking sharp again. He's a locked-in starter here for the Bucs. He went 6-for-6 and a touchdown to my man Chris Godwin this last preseason game, which was awesome to see. He looked very sharp, man. One more honorable mention of a guy you're seeing a little bit of volume increase for these guys, but not necessarily enough to move the price needle up, right? Jared Stidham, back up to Russell Wilson there in Denver. He is insanely cheap. But yet, this guy can make some throws, man. He made a massive big-time throw in this game. And I think that with how competitive Sean Payton is, and Sean Payton doesn't put up with this and that, we could potentially see, get to a point where if Russell Wilson plays bad enough for a long enough stretch of time, they bench him for Jared Stidham. Hey, it could happen. I would say it's probably worth it to have a little bit of exposure to Jared Stidham heading into the season. All right, guys, that's all we got time for today. I hope you enjoyed this video. Reminder, find that bonus content and all the other perks, the web app and all that stuff, man. It's just, you get so much value for that little membership fee. You're going to love it. Check that out in the description below. Make sure you're subscribed, like the video if you liked it. And I'll see you guys in that next video. Peace.